Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program, we're going to hear from City Administrator Mike Nardini about some of the issues discussed at Pella's City Council meeting on Tuesday night. The first thing that I want to talk about is the rejection of bids for the rice for the diesel generating plant that's out on the west side of town. Can you explain a little bit about the background of the improvements that are needed for that plant?
Yes, Brad, and once again, thanks for having me here today. Last night, as you said, the City Council rejected bids for improvements at the diesel generating plant. What these improvements related to is recently the Environmental Protection Agency has passed several new regulations concerning electrical generation in the country. In our particular case, one of the regulations that does impact the City of Pella is what's commonly referred to as RICE improvements, and RICE stands for Reciprocal Internal Combustion Engine Requirements, and the acronym RICE, hence with that. And in our case, to comply with RICE, what we're going to have to do is lower emissions from the diesel generating plant for carbon monoxide by about 70%. And in order to do that, we're going to need to install catalytic converters on the engines. For the project, we did receive three bids for the project. The engineer's estimate for those bids was $600,000. The bids ranged from $764,000 up to $1,448,000. Now, due to the excessive cost on it and reviewing the bids, our engineer for the project did recommend that we reject the bids, and we actually separate out the project into two components. And the two components would be the mechanical components, which would be the catalytic converters themselves, and the separation of the mechanical from the electrical side of things. And the hopes by separating these into two different bid packages is that the city will be able to receive more bids, which should attract more contractors, rather, to the job, which should lower the price for the overall project. And so last night, council rejected all the bids received, which were the three bids that ranged from $764,000 up to $1,448,000. And we also authorized rebidding the project into two components. One was the mechanical component, as an estimated cost of $400,000. The second component is the electrical component, which is $200,000 in estimated cost. And so with that, Brad, the new public hearing date for the award of contract on the project is scheduled for October 16th, and there'll be more to follow with the council on this particular item. But once again, with the RICE improvements, the overall deadline to install the improvements is May of next year, and we're still within that time frame, even though we did reject the bids with it. But we're just essentially separating out the project into two components, the mechanical and the electrical.
Now, what benefit does this diesel generating plant have for the city?
It's an important reliability function for the city of Pella, Brad. One thing to keep in mind, the city has three transmission lines that come into town. If there's a problem during the wintertime with two of those lines or even three of those lines, we do have the capability of producing generation locally and a backup to the community, so it's a backup generation source for us. Second thing is to keep in mind, with our current agreement with Missouri River Energy Services, Missouri River is currently purchasing capacity from the diesel generating plant, and annually the amount of revenue that receives from those capacity sales is between $300,000 to $800,000 for the city of Pella. So, and looking at it both as from the sales of capacity, which benefits the city of Pella, and also as an important reliability tool, those are the two main functions of the city's diesel generating plant.
So with the sales to Missouri River Energy Services, this new improvements, so they'll be able to pay themselves off?
Yes, we believe relatively quickly on the capacity sales through our agreement with Missouri River Energy Services that those improvements will pay for themselves over time. But once again, it is a needed asset within in the community, important reliability function. And with that, I want to stress to the listeners that this project was mandated by the Environmental Protection Agency with it. So the city really does not have a choice in proceeding with the improvements. They are mandated. We must do it. And hopefully by breaking this project up into two components, the mechanical and the electrical, will be able to attract more contractors to the job, which should lower the cost for the city of Pella.
Another thing that was discussed was it was an agreement between the city and Wesley Life LLC for improvements to the Wesley Life campus.
Yes, Brad. What we approved last night, or the city council approved rather, was a development agreement with Hearthstone. And as you said, this is for their Wesley Life campus, which is an elderly or assisted living campus that's roughly 86,000 square feet, or the building will be about 86,000 square feet, contains 64 nursing beds and roughly 34 assisted living units. And the location for this development is just north of the Pella Golf and Country Club. It sits on 50 acres, and the agreement that we approved last night pertains to the public improvements necessary for the development. The infrastructure for the agreement, and looking at it, we'll first talk about the water main. What the council approved last night was splitting up the water main for the project. Wesley Life is currently planning on extending water main services across the frontage of the requirement. What was agreed to last night is that Wesley Life is obligated under the city code to install an 8-inch water main across their campus or across the frontage up there and extend the water services. What the city will be doing is upgrading that water main from an 8-inch to a 12-inch water main. And the benefits by upgrading it up to a 12-inch water main is that it'll provide enhanced fire flow protection for the community in the northern city limits. And so what the agreement pertains to is that the city will install the first 455 linear feet of the water main. Wesley Life will be installing 655 feet of the water main. And what this will do, once again, will enhance fire flow protection for the city. The material cost to install the 12-inch water main for the city's portion is roughly $6,600. City crews will be installing our portion, so the out-of-pocket cost to the city for this was $6,600. The second component of the development agreement was a sanitary sewer main that will be required to service the development. Now, in order to do this, Wesley Life is going to be required to connect to a sanitary trunk sewer, which is approximately 1,900 linear feet away. What the city, in looking at this connection, we reviewed it for benefits for the community wide. And according to our engineers, in order to service the drainage basin northeast of this development, we needed to upgrade the sanitary sewer main from an 8-inch up to a 10-inch main for roughly 1,100 feet of the 1,900 linear feet main that will be installed. The cost to do this was roughly $13,000, and again, going from an 8-inch to a 10-inch was above and beyond what Wesley was required to do in the development agreement, according to city code, rather. So the city has agreed to reimburse Wesley $13,000 to upsize the pipe from 8 inches up to 10 inches so we could serve the entire drainage basin northeast of the development site. So again, this is a citywide or community-wide bet. A benefit that will allow us to develop future properties northeast of the city limits. The cost to do this was roughly $13,000. And then anytime you have a development agreement for big developments such as this, the Wesley Life campus, once again, we're talking about a building that's roughly 86,000 square feet, roughly an $18 million development. Again, you always address what could happen in the future. And in the future, when we look at Main Street and actually servicing the development, potential of sidewalk improvements in the future and also reconstruction of Main Street, what was included in the development agreement, Brad, was a term that's commonly referred to as a petition and waiver. And what Wesley agreed to with the petition and waiver is in the event that the city would need to reconstruct Main Street in the future, install sidewalks, and also reconstruct Main Street from a rural cross-section up to a regular city street with curb and gutter, that they would not object to any type of special assessments if the city council at the time chose to do that, to fund the Main Street reconstruction project. So that's just typical standard language in the development agreement. But once again, the three components that were covered in the development agreement were the water main extension for Wesley, the sanitary sewer main extension, and also potential future improvements to Main Street that would be undertaken by the city, not only to serve Wesley, but other community members or other businesses and residential properties in the community.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from City Administrator Mike Nardini. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather, I'm meteorologist forecast, is next.